The Democratic Convention will be wrapping up tonight in Boston. For commentator John Ridley, one of the highlights of the convention has been the opportunity to bid farewell to one candidate in particular.
I don't like Al Sharpton. Now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't lend him a helping hand or some pomade for that do of his. But unfortunately, when you're black, people tend to think there's a head Negro in charge. Al is not my Negro. Sorry, I can't get past the bombast, the Faustian affectations, the wild accusations he refuses to apologize for. That's a POV shared by 20-something Ramona.
I grew up kind of thinking, oh boy, what's his deal?
If you're a member of the New Black America, if you're looking for somebody who represents, the Republicans have got a lock with Colin and Condi and Rod Paige. That was until Tuesday night and Barack Obama.
They would give me an African name, Barack, or Blessed.
How happy do you think I was to see a cat like Obama fronting the Democratic Convention? And how happy do you think I was for the love Obama got after his keynote speech? 28-year-old Jason told me how Barack rocked him.
The issues he's talking about, the way he speaks to us, he approaches us, seems a lot more current, a lot more contemporary. We need a fresh perspective.
Trelawne, all of 29 years, appreciated Barack for another reason.
As African-American female, my name is Trelawne. It's an unusual name, and growing up, you are oftentimes picked on because of if you're different. He spoke to everyone who was different.
With Barack's star rising, I figured this convention appearance was it for the Rev. After mayonnaise and cream John Kerry grabbed more of the black vote on the primary trail than Al, the fat lady was pretty much ready to squawk. So I settled in to send Al off to pasture. So long, thanks much, goodbye. That was the plan, except for one thing. Al knows how to orate.
This vote is sacred to us. This vote can't be bargained away. This vote can't be given away. In all due respect, Mr. President, read my lips. Our vote is not for sale.
Man, I was speechless. Director Spike Lee was not.
Woo!
Reverend Al Sharpton represented Brooklyn tonight. Every time I saw one of those debates, he always made the most sense to me. You know, they can talk all they want, but the man makes sense.
Woo!
Beyond plain sense, what Sharpton delivered was old-fashioned grab you by the aorta and get your heart pumping speechifying. I'll say again, I don't care for the man. But Al did what John Kerry hasn't come close to doing. Remind me why the Democratic Party matters to black Americans. Ironic. It's the guy I wouldn't vote for who shoved me closer to making an electoral decision.
Commentator John Ridley is a Hollywood writer, director, and author.